today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I remember standing up at the top of the stairs listening to my old man with him. My old man was pissed. Because my dad was a good customer of this guy. It's local. It's a small little town, you know? So you didn't think that was, do you think it was the ethical thing to do? Well, not on your scale of values.
Click.
And I'm like, Daddy! Daddy loves me!
That's nice.
Around the corner. Then he came around the corner and says, like, don't F up again. Or something like that.
Shirt off, shirt on.
And he was a kid, all right? It was like, stop it. He was not a young buck. He was just a 16-year-old
freckle face,
kid.
Carrot top.
Yeah. It's, you know, when it's pretty special.
Shorts.
When a kid has that kind of, these are the kids that are going to go be CEO someday. What? Stop it.
Shorts.
Not like that. I arrived. All right. So he was in the house, and he was wringing out a wet T-shirt when I saw him in the kitchen with Carla.
Sure.
No.
It was her T-shirt.
No. You're making, this is the stuff that gets me in trouble. No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, Oscar, have you watched The Crown? Rob, have you watched The Crown? Either one of you guys,
I've
watched The Crown.
Every single episode.
I've watched a little bit of it, not all of it.
All right, so if you watch it with any regularity, and it's immensely popular, a lot of people are watching it on Netflix, and I've taken to watching it, and I watched a number of them. It's kind of a nice balance between football and The Crown. You know,
yes.
It's like my softer side watches The Crown. But as I've said
before. Is it
before,
hard to tell them apart?
The linebackers from
yes,
The Queen.
That's right. If they had perhaps a clipped British accent.
I have always said that the thing that jogged me to get into this season was Oscar saying that Prince Charles is a little bitch.
Right.
And it's just, here's what I wonder when I watch this show. The royal family, really unspeakably nasty people.
Yeah.
If you think about what they did,
it's the Queen's fault. She didn't show him enough love, so he went and found Camilla, another mother figure, so he could be mommied by her.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He wasn't attracted to the 10 of an 18-year-old because he's like, oh, she's just too hot and can't mommy me, so I'm just going to torture her in our marriage. Like, it was a whole thing.
Well, they make her out to be a hero.
Sure,
yeah,
they
make
her out. Well, no, not a hero. They make her out to be someone who is not really at fault in all of this. At which I think the press alluded to that while they were divorcing, and even certainly after her death.
She was the people's princess.
Thanks, Rob. If Prince Charles was
Robert watched like 10 seconds of it. You haven't watched it, have you?
I watched the first episode of this season.
When you do your hack shtick, I know you really haven't
watched
it.
No, I watched when they played Diddle Iddle with the burnt cork.
He did. He knew what it was.
Diddle Iddle.
So weird game. Mike, would you admit that if Prince Charles is half a jerk of what they portray him on the series?
Then he's a monster.
He's still a monster.
And that's what I was going to say. If it's not, obviously artistic license has been taken. It doesn't matter. If any of this was true or even remotely true, he's unspeakable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, look, they're all
jealous.
They're all prisoners of their royal station. They all have to do. There's a lot of duty involved. But when you really slice it up, they kind of can make their own calls.
Mm-hmm.
So getting married,
we see it with Harry now. I mean, and the younger princes, they're
it's
like
the same thing.
It's like get
it's
out
the
of here.
Same thing. Where
no,
maybe
whoa.
That's
Harry is doing his own thing,
right?
Like
Harry's doing his own thing, but it's the same deal. Where you know, poor pitiful me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that there is a.
I'm on Team
get,
Harry.
You're on Team Harry.
Yeah.
You were your dad. Yeah. Well, you know what.
Maybe I should be, but I'm watching The Crown, which makes me a little bit of an Anglophile.
I'm out of here, people. I'm going to go do my own thing with my starlet wife, and I'm moving into a mansion in Beverly Hills. I'll show you.
Yeah, but keep your royalty. Keep it.
But isn't Harry still getting the checks, right? Isn't he still getting the checks from the family fortune that are paid by the taxpayers of the United Kingdom?
Yeah, he is. But he'll never be king.
He's the guy.
But he doesn't have the title anymore.
No, they took it away.
Well, isn't there some small part of human nature that with all the accoutrement that they have and all the royal pomp and circumstance that the people love to have their royal family so they can kind of hate on them a little bit? So if they're suffering, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, look, a prince...
Isolate that sound.
Prince Harry... is of all the people within this royal family the most relatable because he saw that his wife and child were suffering through this entire what looks to be very cold onboarding process to the royal family.
Right.
And then he said, "You know what? I'm out of here. Send me my checks via DHL. We'll be okay."
Yeah. I was raised in a household where my father, especially if he'd have a little, would be going on that British or the Tyrants of History. And then when I got to American University and I studied Irish history with a great professor whose name escapes me now, I wish I remembered him, but I took a very extensive Irish history class that kind of proves that they were right. You know, the British were the imperialists. You know, they were the people that dominated the world. They had the empire. It was the British Empire. And they weren't all that nice to people who weren't British. So when you look at that, at the royal family, and I don't have Rob, I blew up my election, my explosion sound effect. So I lost
also think,
I
was okay. doing I all that movie.
Braveheart, send me one.
I shall.
Braveheart was another great flick if you want to look at like the...
Yeah. Use the adage costs money. The Irish costs nothing. Yeah, remember that Patrick McGowan doing that. I mean, there's the attitude of the British
right
there.
Are we all rubes though?
Rubes in America. We fought a revolutionary war to extricate ourselves from these people, and we still it dominates our culture. We get our television from the UK.
Well, Camelot-
by the way, the best talk show. On television, the best talk show is not made in America. It's made in the UK. It's Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Graham Norton's television show better than anything that's on TV right now.
The Office originally came from the UK.
Exactly. The Office originally came from the UK. But Graham Norton is somebody who my buddy Mark Decio turned me on to that TV show. And it's hysterical. And it's much more chill. And I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to watch it, but it's a great show. It really is, you know?
Is Butterfield British?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
of course he is, Brian Butterfield. But I don't watch that on a regular
but
basis.
But, Mike, I see your Graham Norton, and I throw in a James Corden. So it's not all
I
great.
I like James Corden. You hate him.
Well, James Corden, like, we're alone in that. Because apparently James Corden is gets pretty good reviews and pretty good ratings, as much as I don't like James Corden.
I don't understand how it could possibly be.
Because you technically could be him?
No. I hate him because from day one, he's presented himself as a needy, please like me talk show host, and I don't like that.
Here's what I think about both him and Jimmy Fallon. James Corden and Jimmy Fallon are both stunters. They're gimmicks. Ah. They're tricksters. They don't sit there. A talk show should be that. Talk.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, right now, outside of Jimmy Kimmel, I got nobody that I'm a fan of. I'm not a fan of Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of James Corden. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Fallon. But I like Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's the only one that I think is pretty. He's a throwback to kind of the old school. He loves banter.
He does.
He loves the banter.
He's
where you
good
get
at it.
James Corden and Jimmy Fallon, they can't banter with anybody. Come on and get in my car. Let's sing a song.
And Conan shuttering his show.
That's right.
And Conan shutting his show because it was stupid for him to go over to TBS.
And by the way, he's bad at banter too. Conan is not a good interviewer.
He at least has the comedy chip a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? Because of his incredible writing ability. But you're right. I mean, the day you had David Letterman, you had Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And that was it. Those were guys that would let people roll. They loved the silence. they would be fine with the silence. You know, Conan, the only thing Conan brought with him was that look to camera and some great bits.
Yeah, good bits.
You know,
yeah,
some great bits.
Well,
but
he'll
I don't
continue
know.
Doing those.
But if you ever get a chance to check out Graham Norton, where he really lets celebrities go wild.
He lets them do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, he lets them do whatever the hell they want, and you get like five on a set, which is the way it ought to be. You ought to have a you ought to have guests side by side. Mm. That's the way it ought to be. Do you ever watch Graham Norton? Have you ever logged any time with him?
I never have. I guess I should.
Oh, my God, Rob, you'll like him more than we do. You'll like him more than we do.
He'll take the full cast of a movie and put him on a couch and talk to him for an hour.
Well, that makes sense.
You'll have Tom Hanks sitting next to Bruce Willis, sitting next to Bono. I mean, you will have that on the Graham Norton show.
Well, you think the greatest moments on The Tonight Show is when the couch was full. And
when
that
they
makes
bring
sense.
Him in, when yeah, they when course. They were doing shtick,
yeah,
you know. So I you know the whole point of the Crown though and the British Empire is that the drama of the Crown is they portray, and correct me if I'm wrong, Oscar, they portray the British family, the British royal family, as somewhat monstrous. I'm talking
Very
about the
cold.
Way they treated
Very
Diana,
yep.
The way they treated members of their own family, the way they put people. In institutions that were related and hid them away.
Yeah.
Hid them away to the extent where they were reported to be dead.
Yes.
That was touched on in the last episode.
How do you
I
think
watched.
The Crown plays in Great Britain? Do you think they like the dark side of their royals?
You know, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I really would have no idea
My
because
last,
I don't know
reading
how they
from Hello Magazine seems to me that...
Are you an Anglophile, Oscar? Because you seem up on the British royal family.
I have started
family.
Looking at the British tabloids because I was like, I wonder how they're taking this same
well,
place.
They're spectacular. They're evil. They're
yeah,
meaner
they
than ours.
They don't have censors as well, which is interesting.
yeah,
so,
page three.
Yeah. So, and
hey, Horny Bob Spiewak, are you listening? Page three.
Yeah, he's All on right. his way to Bristol.
I had an uncle who got, maybe it was a Dia who got Hello all the time at the magazine.
And the phrase is, Oscar, he took Hello.
Oh, he took, well, she took Hello.
He took, do you take the Times?
She took Hello.
Do you take the Saturday Evening Post, Mike?
Right.
And when I would go over, I'd just be like, oh, I wonder what this is all about. Like, whoa, this is quite the magazine.
Yes.
So I know it very well.
So it's like a National Enquirer, right?
Yes.
That's what it
yes.
is.
Right. And they, the right British now. Family, the royal, I'm sorry, the royal family is pissed about it because it's making them look like monsters. And so much so that they
I know why Oscar likes it.
Why do I
Gwen
like
Stefani
it?
Showcases her incredible figure in a bra and skirt.
Ah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm there for the articles.
I'm accepting something. I don't know what I'm accepting. Just to watch
You're accepting the bra and the skirt.
Cookies.
Yeah.
British cookies.
They like Gwen Stefani over there. Wow, they really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she's she was married to Gavin Rossdale.
Rossdale,
I'm sorry. Rossdale.
Oscar, if you are on a British website, do they ask you to accept biscuits?
I'm beginning to realize why Oscar goes so hard. Victoria Beckham's fitted sparkly jumper is a thing of beauty.
We're wondering if you would be keen to pose in a skirt and brassiere.
Well, that's all. The Hello Magazine is like it's got Prince William helps Princess Diana with her makeup in an adorable unearthed clip.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen's cousin, Princess Alexandra's home is enormous. See the photo. So they're all in on this royal family.
I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Right now.
But I'm wondering about
the houses look like cartoon sized, and some of the homes that they portray in the actual series.
Can you ever figure out what he's into?
No, I can't. It's
Can
always
you ever
a shock.
Figure that?
It's always a
it
shock.
Is.
Hello Magazine. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But my question, Oscar, and if you can maybe get a read from it from Hello, if they have the crueler tabloids, I mean, here in America, we love and respect our stars, but we love to see them in trouble, and we also like to see them come out of trouble. I'm wondering if there is sort of a dark part of the British population that likes to see dirt on the royals. Because I know that we enjoy it.
But this is old dirt for them.
But still.
It's old dirt, and Prince William...
It's celebrating the dirt.
Prince William has... Dare I say, captured the hearts of the British population like Diana did once again with his little family that he's building.
Yeah, okay. Very good chance he will be king probably for a reason because I think that, you know, after Mummy passes, I don't know how
don't
long.
Don't you think Mummy's
Charles
holding on so
hang.
Charles doesn't get it?
It's just, I will tell you, Hello bookmark too. Hello, this is a U.S. edition. Yeah. Of Hello Magazine.
Hello.
And they got more stuff in here. Nicole Kidman teases The Undoing Season 2. There's going to be a season two of The Undoing.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
That works for me. You know who I'm tired of?
She finds a better husband.
You know you know who I'm tired of in the tabloids is Kelly Ripa. Because Kelly Ripa is always vanilla, soft, non-controversial, in love with her husband. Here's a cute bit. There's never any real dirt with Kelly Ripa.
That's
got
to be planted and paid for somehow.
It's totally paid for.
If you watch the end of The Undoing, which I finally have.
Yes.
If you keep watching, even if you DVR'd it, at the end they have this little recap from HBO, and they have the first clip of the recap, they have good-looking, the cast that was uglied up then becomes good looking when they're doing this postmortem of the show.
Like a discussion.
Oh. Yeah, so Hugh Grant looks like the Hugh Grant from Notting Hill.
When he's not on the show.
He looks like a train wreck on the show.
Because
it was going to be hard. I told everybody it was going to be hard to hate that good looking man. But when he's all grizzled with no makeup on, you can hate him.
I thought he was old.
Yeah. And I thought that's what it was. So you're saying he's smooth of skin.
Oh, my God. I was like, that's the man I know.
See, we can do a Queenie gossip segment.
Of course we can.
I'm in love with. Hello, bookmark. Hold on. There we go.
And Mike, I think we should pronounce it. Hello.
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 It's a classier National Enquirer. It always has been.
And it's got more Roy and Nicole Kidman shared a throwback photo of Keith Urban. No, don't like throwback photos. And by the way, it's better than going to Yahoo, which all Yahoo wants to do is the story of this woman and what she found in her closet is amazing. 500 clicks later.
Number six will rock your world, Mike.
This will rock your world. I can go there right now and tell you the way they do it. This is not news, but it does get it. I have gotten it more, and I get it more as we approach the holiday season.
Yeah.
And it gets a little frustrating. So you get a regular news story that comes from, some political stuff that I have on there. Mm-hmm. Then a little bit of sports with the Wednesday afternoon football game. And then I have to get a little dive down into this. Only 1 in 5 wine drinkers know these simple tricks. And if it says ad next to it. So
don't click.
All right.
One of the tricks, Oscar, is got your nose. 1 in 5 wine drinkers don't know that one.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's got your nose.
You know, you put your thumb in here, got your nose.
This is the classic one.
All right.
Actors who ask to be written out of TV shows. It taps into our desire. Negative?
Yep.
Something negative? They didn't like being on the show.
Quitter, don't need you in my life.
No, I look at it. It's going to be Miles. And by the way, they will show a picture of like a woman in a scantily clad woman in one of these sexy outfits that is never to be found in that. And that's another thing to get you to click.
Yeah.
These are formulas. We're being played. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Also, on the actors that want to be written out of TV shows, a lot of times they'll put a picture next to it of an actor who's not part of the article. Why was George Clooney asked to be written out of that? He's not part of it. He's just
Rebel Wilson is so skinny now.
Oh, I clicked through that.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
She looked great
did
before.
But how many do you have to go to get to Rebel Wilson, right? You have to go through all the Chrissy Metzes to get to.
Yeah, because they make you click, because all they want is page views, and that's how they get paid.
Mm-hmm. That's how they do it. So it's beware.
We don't do that here. You hit play, it starts playing.
Go.
Yeah,
you get
what you pay for here, which is you don't pay anything unless you get the bonus show. That's
free entertainment. But,
and now I can't find my...
You're there and I'm here.
You're there and I'm here. Anyway, Hello Magazine is a
Hello.
Is a tent filled with the royal family, with the royals, but The Crown, if you are like me where you're fascinated but you also have that kind of hatred for the royal family,
you get
your fix.
When you hide the family that isn't perfect, by that I mean has like a chromosome issue, and then in the history books say they're dead. And then you coach it with the, hey, we didn't want people to think that there was a problem with the bloodline.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been inbreeding for 400 years. How could there be a problem when you've been inbreeding,
when cousins are marrying cousins. So put them in an institution.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very, very strange. And I should not have gone to my homepage here because then I read from a lady named Caitlin Dickinson. Trump backers, including Michael Flynn, edged toward a call to suspend the Constitution to head off Biden taking office. It still goes on. And then there's stuff in here about a potential shooting war, a shooting civil war. About that.
Let's re-examine.
I don't actually get those on my feed.
Mike, let's re-examine the phrase suspending the Constitution. How is that a thing? How do you suspend a Constitution, the highest law in the land?
It's pretty crazy. A group run by a local Ohio Tea Party leader took out a full-page ad in the Washington Times calling on Trump to declare martial law and have the military oversee a redo of the presidential election using only paper ballots.
And you know what? You really inspire confidence when you use the phrase redo. Let's redo it.
A redo. I'm not all that bothered by it, but it is a very difficult time we're going through right now. So that's I'd much rather pick up my first paper of the day. I'd love to have Hello Magazine dropped off right on my be delightful.
Probably could.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Hello, Hello Magazine.
People would think you're from Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm distracted now. I'm terrible.
Why?
Because you'd be like, Florida and Germany, right?
I suppose. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of Germans down there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he must be from Germany. He takes hello.
Yeah, there's a lot of Germans in Argentina as well, oddly.
That is true.
We like the boys from Brazil, where they're war criminals. They're all dead now, Rob.
Yeah, but
most of them are dead.
They had kids.
I don't think, but yeah, they have children. They have children. Let me show you my private collection of my father's knickknacks.
Later. I just got the new issue of Hello. Look what he's on page 3.
You will love the stroganoff in Buenos Aires. They are fantastic, and you'll enjoy it.
They have grandchildren, too.
Yes, yeah. They have some of the finest German restaurants. The kinder love to go to the German restaurants in Sao Paulo. It's so, so delicious.
Did they track Oscar. all those guys down and put them to death? Tell me.
By the way, you were from Bolivia. Did they, the Nazi exodus, did they ever have any rumors of any bad guys that fled Germany after World War II and ended up in Bolivia?
They saw Bolivia, and they're like, no, we're not hiding out here. No chance.
Mike, there was only one.
The Japanese made it over to Bolivia, right? Because you've got some Japanese
in
you.
But the Germans, they were so pretentious that they went to the nicest city, the nicest country, and then the nicest city, Buenos Aires, of South America, because Buenos Aires, which I've been to, really mimics a European city. It really does.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful city.
And Bolivia is a true third world.
Were you ever suspicious of your T.O. Hans Zabalos?
Hans Gruber Zabalos.
That's the one.
No, until I saw him taking over Nakatomi
Tower.
Dieter Zabalos.
Hey, Klaus. But watch The Crown. It's a beautifully photographed, and it makes out the royal family pretty bad hombres that are in there. And it really does. As Oscar said, when he got me to watch it this season, Prince Charles is a real nad.
Oh, he's so whiny.
He's just such a soft
man. But
no,
I don't want to be with the hot chick. I got to go to my mommy lady.
He's got
married,
good. I will say this. Yeah. Prince Charles does have a great
like with kids. And he goes to her house.
Yes.
It's just disgusting.
Weird.
Camilla. And then they split, and now he's been around her, forever. And, it sucks.
I know that he has a great relationship with his dad, though. So Prince Charles has that.
Also,
he really, Prince Charles, have a good relationship with
his father's telling him all the bad stuff he's doing and to quit it. His father hates him.
Stop it.
In a future episode, Mike, the queen, she lays the law on him and basically calls him,
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good. Huh. Good.
Do you like it when the queen is in her outdoorsy gear?
Yeah, I do. When she's hopping in a Range Rover?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, with her dogs.
I like to imagine
horses,
that. That's real, yeah.
By the way, they also like to kill things.
They
love to hunt. That's a big deal for them.
I guess Diana's sensitive to the blood sports.
The blood sports, as they call it.
The 27-pointer has come to our side of the land.
I'm going to go out and shoot that stag. I'm going to go out and shoot that stag. Are you crazy about the blood sports?
And by the way, the worst part of The Crown is the lady that plays Margaret Thatcher. She can't suck enough. I don't know what.
Isn't it the lady from the X-Files? Isn't it Gillian Anderson?
Is it Jillian?
I think it is.
Really?
Let me double check. I think for some reason it is.
Oh my God, is our TV gossip segment hot today?
Really? I thought the Iron Eagle was played very well.
No. I didn't think she...
No?
I didn't think she had...
Jillian Anderson's unnerving portrayal of Thatcher is a bit scary. That's from The Guardian.
Like, is it a pan?
Yeah,
is it,
I believe
is she getting
so.
Banned?
I believe Damn. So.
See if there is. So look into it and see if there's any pan. Because she's on the. She's featured as Margaret Thatcher on The Crown, very prominently featured in this season. And I think I just can't get by her mouth. Her
almost lost her favorite son, mouth. Mike.
Yes,
in the desert.
Are they panning her a little bit on this?
The articles seem to talk about inaccuracies about her, not the actual performance.
Yeah, I don't find it credible the way she.
Those are her, actually Thatcher's anyway. Teeth, though. They use them.
Thank you, Rob. We can start the show now, and we'll talk about cars.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have alerophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gephyrophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it!
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's Charlie Brown speaking with Katie Forbes and Von Herman. It's absolutely wonderful. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Great to have you along today. Heard everywhere, all over the place. San Bernardino, California. Waves, North Carolina. Demorest, Georgia. Grafton, Virginia. Louisville, Kentucky. Helsinki, Finland. And by the way, if you're traveling the world, especially during a pandemic, stay safe. But also, anywhere in the United States you go, anywhere in the world you go, drop Rob Spiewak a line.
Tell
and
me.
Maybe you'll hear your little town
Love it.
Mentioned. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're driving through to get gas. You see a neat, interesting-looking town. You're mm-hmm. listening to the show. If you're a listener and you're in that town, go ahead and let us know what's going on. The show today brought to you by Cornerstone. I have to tell you, we have another wonderful testimonial
yes.
from Cornerstone First Financial. It's actually from one of our listeners. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. We just closed on our refi with Cornerstone, and we could not have been more satisfied. It was the second time this year we refinanced our mortgage, taking advantage of the great rates. The first time was back in April with a big alphabet bank. The experience was a confusing The experience was a confusing S show that lasted for 4 months. My wife and I were so traumatized from the experience that we swore we would never refinance again. After hearing all of the stories of satisfied TMOS listeners, I finally broke down and called Cornerstone. We were able to get approved for a 30-year fixed loan at 2.75%, which was down from our previous rate of 3.79%. Oof. Your percentages
wow.
are very similar to mine, and I am in the middle right now of working with our good friend Joanna to do the same thing you're doing. This guy is raving about Cornerstone. The best part, the whole process took 2 weeks from start to finish. Kudos to Doug and Santiago at Cornerstone for all of their help. They made the process so simple and easy. Also, thank you for sharing Cornerstone with all of your listeners. I can honestly say the product was everything advertised and more. That comes from Jason Necht. Or it might be Kinect, if you pronounce the
Kinect K. Kinect 4, yes.
Only Maryland. Thank you very much. We're talking about Cornerstone First Financial.
Love it.
Give them a call. Here's their number, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I have to ask if there are any of you, and when I'm talking to any of you, I'm talking to you guys.
Right.
With your significant others. Carl and I had a bit of a tiff this morning. Ooh. Not a serious one, but a bit of a discussion.
A Brannigan?
And this blends into a kid that was 16 years old. And I ask our listeners, what are your 16-year-olds doing? I come home yesterday, and when I arrive, Carla had indicated to me that we were going to get someone to come out and do a real deep clean on the fartmobile.
Oh, detailing.
The rental car that I bought.
Yes.
Remember, it still, every now and then, needs to be tweaked. Every 2 months or so, we like to have a real tweak. And with Michael in the back and with Slurpees and
crackers.
Whatever. Cars get
Cheerios, a French fry.
So you go in, and I come in, and I walk around him, and he's got his head deep in the car, vacuum a-going, and all that. And, you know, I'm putting some stuff away in the garage, and then I walk back out, and he pops his head up, and it's a kid. I mean, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, I said, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Yeah, it's going great. I said, like you do with a kid. I said, how old are you? And he said, 16.
No, I'm not.
And I was like, whoa. And so I said, oh, are you from the neighborhood? He said, no, I'm from the Fort Myers area, though. And I went, and I look over, and there's a car there. Mm-hmm. I'm just gobsmacked by the fact that this kid is showing this kind of initiative and has this little business. And I go in and I quiz Carla on it. And this kid just was on one of those websites, which is
Next
Does
Door.
Anyone Know A?
Sure.
You know, guys. And it was beyond spectacular. He didn't do the outside. He was just an inside detailing. Mm-hmm. That's his biz.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out there for over 2 hours doing this. And it was amazing. And I just said to myself,
Shirt off, shirt on.
And he was a kid. All right. It was like, stop it.
Young
he was
buck.
No, he was not a young buck. He was just a 16-year-old
freckle face,
kid.
Carrot top.
Yeah. It's, you know, when it's pretty special
shorts.
When a kid has that kind of, these are the kids that are going to go be CEO someday. What? Stop it.
Short
it was
shorts.
Not like that. I arrived. All right. So he was in the house and he was wringing out a wet t-shirt when I saw him in the kitchen with Carla.
Sure.
No.
It was her t-shirt.
No, you're making, this is the stuff that gets me in trouble. No.
Yeah.
I was amazed not
you
only
think
that,
your
that,
wife-
that he-
would have the same conversation if you flipped the script and you had some girl in a bikini who was 16 cleaning out the car.
Okay, I think, Oscar, you lost credibility when you put her in a bikini because the kid
you put
was
her
not
in a bikini.
Okay, the kid was not dressed sexy.
A crop top.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Can you help me open the trunk, Mr. Mike?
Yeah. Dirty old man. Suddenly I become, who's the guy from Laughing that wore the German helmet?
Oh, Artie Johnson.
Artie Johnson.
Yeah.
I become the dirty old man.
Yeah. Do you believe in the hereafter? Then you know
that
what I'm hereafter.
That was the best dirty old man.
The best. Yeah.
You want a Walnutto? I'm bringing it up right now. I'm crazy on my computer today.
Oscar, do you even know the show Laugh-In?
No.
It was a really groundbreaking show. Sort of almost a precursor to Saturday Night Live because it was a lot of fast sketches in a row. No one had ever done it before.
Was Carol Burnett on it?
No, Carol Burnett was never a regular.
No,
she may have guested, but you will appreciate this. It was the first show to actually physically cut videotape the way we used to do audio tape because the cuts were so fast they couldn't do it electronically.
Like, is that where Smash Cut comes from?
I believe it is, actually, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Artie Johnson was a very funny
So
very,
this
very
this
funny
young
guy.
Kid that did, so how like, so is its own business or he's just like what's
he
the
has
story?
A full-fledged business
they have
with
a business
menu
card
of items business cards and he was out there and it was I can't even describe it. I've had my car detailed before. I had the car detailed when we bought it.
I remember.
The first thing Carla said was, it stinks. And I remember, and this wasn't half the job that we had the first time. When we took it down to a place and paid a lot of money to get it detailed, nothing compared to this kit. And
so
I
Timmy was Timmy was priced competitively?
Why is it Timmy?
I just had to come up with a name.
No, I can't Timmy. Like Tommy.
Little Timmy.
Little Tommy?
Little Tommy. It was fabulous. And it made me think, you know, hey, you know, so I put it on my show prep today. What is your 16-year-old up to? His name was Joseph. That's his name.
Ah,
and,
Joey.
And absolutely.
How you doing?
Just stop. Could you ever see your progeny getting out at 16 and having a full-fledged, like, do that? You know,
I mean, at 16, I'd be pleased to see him out of bed.
Yeah,
it depends. It's great.
He's you know, he's nearing 18.
He's a late bloomer.
Yeah, and now he's got a job and he's working, so he's doing okay. He's probably not at the level of Joey, but he's doing something. So
I'm just impressed. I'm really, really impressed.
There was always so I would just have your regular Joe jobs. At 14, my dad made me work at Baskin. 14 and a half, my dad made me work somewhere, so I had to get a job. So I got a job at Baskin Robbins.
Yes, ice cream place.
And then soon after that, I just got my cert to be a lifeguard, and then I started doing that year round on my off time because there was indoor pools or the JCC or wherever you would go. Right.
Right. Right.
So that was fun, but I would say that I remember there's only that even at that time before you had like real access to the internet, there were two or three guys at my high school that had started like their little lawn mowing business, and I remember coming back from college, and that little business had blossomed into a full, like a full major operation. Where,
well, I mean, that is something where you can have the local kid mowing a lawn,
right,
and then take it up to what they've got, where there are $1 million contracts down here.
Yeah,
in Florida, and that's
today,
the way it works.
And to date, at least for here, that like I see commercials for that same operation that I saw blossom in high school.
For the company. Yeah, and this is the same type of thing. Yeah. I think a home detailing business in a pandemic is a pretty darn good idea.
Oh my God,
and
smart.
I admire the kids' initiative. But beyond that, you know, I didn't even see the finished product when I came in. I said, my God, he's 16 years old. Yeah. He's out there doing his own business. Then when I saw the finished product, I'm like, dude, you're going to get it. You do that level. You put that level of effort into that job. Somebody's taught the kid right. And I think it's really, really special. 11, I was trying to get through to my 7-year-old with that. I said, that is amazing. You work harder than other people, Mike. Michael, you're going to get ahead, and it was it was fun to watch.
What Michael said is what you don't get, Dad, is I get the car dirty and then he cleans it up.
He shot me with a plastic toy gun.
At 11, I remember my dad was on the homeowner association on the board, and he
must have been fun.
No, and they're like,
those flowers do not match the rest of the landscape.
Does your doorknob look like this?
We need a kid to go out around and pick up the trash that's just like laying around like wrappers or bags in the neighborhood. So they gave me a stick, and I every day after school I had to go poke around
the pony stick trash. with the sharp barb on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's fine. I think that's great. But the job
remember,
that this
too,
kid
I had to go get stones and build a wall in Bolivia so we could keep the coyotes out. I'm joking.
How old were
that.
You when you?
No, no, I said at
freaking
two.
Me out with
at
that.
Two.
What the hell? At two. Mine were if I list them.
Yeah.
If I go back,
you pick
I
tobacco.
Go back with,
yes.
Pick tobacco really young, 15, 14 or 15. Yeah. That didn't work out. That was very short lived, less than 3 weeks.
Right.
I hated it so.
Because they paid you in product, didn't they?
Yeah, I had all the chew I needed, and then it was off to paint houses. Colonial old style houses, oil based paint, fumes in the middle of the heat of the summer.
Ugh, the worst.
I did that for a while. I was a camp counselor. I was a camp director.
When did you work at the paint store? When did that fall into
16.
It?
I was six. I was this kid's age when I worked at Katz Creative Decorating,
right,
which was a new venture from Katz Hardware.
Right.
And then it ended up going back to being a hardware store. And I think it's still there in my hometown. I think it's still there. I got fired. When he said to me, generally things haven't worked out, but it was really because I couldn't run the register. It was that we didn't have them telling you change. I was terrible at making change. Absolutely horrible at it. I really, it would challenge me. It was anything mathematical. I'm a moron when it comes
I was
to,
so great at making change. I didn't even let the register do the math. It was too slow.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks.
Didn't you spill paint though, or is that in a movie?
No, there was a paint spill, wasn't there?
When Pittsburgh Paints, and that's the company we used, brought in, I don't know, is still that still undefeated. Around? Is
Pittsburgh, I love that you remember the name.
Is Pittsburgh, PPG, Pittsburgh Paint Group, I think. When they would bring their cases, gallons of paint came in a four-pack. Right. So they were four to a case. And the paint was stored in the basement mm-hmm. of this strip mall where this Cat's creative decorating store was. And I was brand new. It was my first day. And I was unloading. I said, okay, to get started, we need you to unload the cases of paint. And that was the direction I got. After that, I went and I put the case of 4 gallons of paint on its end. All right. So if you got a case, you can lay it flat or you can lay it
sideways,
on its end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I may have put two side by side, thinking that this will be more efficient. And then I hit the conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt went gah like that. And as soon as it went gah, I saw in slow motion the case of 4 gallons of paint begin to cartwheel down the conveyor belt into the basement. And when it landed, it exploded in white paint, the base color, because you would add the colors to make whatever colors you want. And it exploded all the way down. And there was a guy that was his number one guy, not the owner, but the manager, the guy
lieutenant.
Who was really a sweetheart, really nice man, funny, loved having a new kid around, and he could not have been nicer to me about that. But I think that the F up was noted. And so after a week or two, because that was my first day, it made quite an impression. And then struggling at the register, I was canned. I was canned. And by the way, I was there on time. I was learning. Mm-hmm. I was a pretty good employee.
Yeah.
But I did have trouble with the register. And it was devastating to be 16 years old, have your first real work inside a retail outlet job, and get fired. That was pretty
great
pretty
lesson,
decimated.
Though, it is. At that age.
And Mike, you'll be pleased to know, here's a happy button for the story. Now in their 135th year of service, PPG, the Pittsburgh Paint Group, is still around, and they can sell you paint at Forestville Paint Store in Forestville, Maryland, is one of their retailers.
Well, now they're all big box stores anyway. That's replacing the old, and I think he's probably affiliated with Ace or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
There's did probably, you ever, was there like, usually when you're younger and you get fired, you have some sort of retort. Like, what did you
oh,
have?
Oh, no,
like,
I was all I could do not to cry.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just
you
like,
didn't
generally
go out
things
on a
haven't worked
of
out.
F-U's?
I'm going to I'm gonna have to let you go.
F-U, you're cool, I'm out.
No, I'm like, you know what I would have liked to do is recreate a scene from Lost in America. F-U. You know, don't trust this man. He's wearing a toupee. Walking out screaming, knocking things off the shelves. No, you're 16. That's why it's easy to pick on a kid.
Yeah.
My dad was pissed. Not at me. It was the only time my dad ever really stood up for me. My dad let me fight a lot of my own battles. He thought it built character.
Did he call? Did.
He called Dick. Yeah, he called Dick Katz. Yeah, and said, I heard I was the one side part of the guy. I remember standing up at the top of the stairs listening to my old man with him. My old man was pissed. Because my dad was a good customer of this guy. It's local. It's a small little town, you know? So you didn't think that was do you think it was the ethical thing to do? Well, not on your scale of values.
Click. Oh,
and I'm like, Daddy!
Daddy
loves me!
Loves
me!
That's
then he
nice.
Came around the corner. Then he came around the corner and says, like, don't F up again. Or something like that. And I'm like, you fire me. You fire me.
Anyway, complicated relationship.
I'll be a star one day, Papa.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I got that, and then I got my first big contract, so what are you going to do with it? Daddy, I love you. Please love me more. Love me more. This isn't an episode of The Crown. We're going to take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Meara Show. Maddie. Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello. Only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. It's clear that 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sports book with offers unlike any other. Get in on the fun with MyBookie, where action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie.com. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit using the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything on the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get in on it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. MyBookie, everybody. Now, do we have Nicholas standing by?
We do, as a matter of fact, yes.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Wearing his cool shades. I am looking at...
Remember we saw his eyes last week. It was surprising.
Is that...
No!
Is that a sharper image catalog that you have in the back, Nikki? Is that what that is?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. One moment. I'm sorry. That's me. I'm sorry. Nikki, go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad, Nikki.
That's quite all right. Don't let it happen again, Spurlock.
Never again.
I know who your boss is.
What do we have? You doing some shopping?
I'm drawing names, I'm sure, soon for the Secret Santa. I just want to make sure that someone who gets me might know that the ultraviolet shoe deodorizer, good deal, $179.
That's wonderful. That's still wonderful stuff at the Sharper Image catalog. How are you, Nikki? How have you, Rob? Can you perhaps great at getting the audio up, but perhaps a little more Nikki and a little less of the
course.
NFL music, which, as far as I was, I would love never to hear it again in my life.
All right, go on then. Go on.
All right, thank you.
A little more Nikki, please.
Nikki, how are you?
I'm doing well. You're done with the NFL, Mikey. Your Giants are in first place.
I am so very, very excited right now. I was excited for Wednesday football, Nikki. I love the Ravens and the Steelers. Sorry, Ravens fans. But, I'm all in now, even though it's a tough schedule for the Giants. And, I'm not telling you how to do your job, Nikki, but sure. It certainly would warm my my cockles if you would, throw my Giants a bone or two and, give me your perspective on them. What do you think going forward?
I feel like they're going to be 6-10 and win the division. So there you
really?
Go.
Okay. I'm fine with that. That's okay. That works for me. I'm good with that. I'm good. How does Ernie feel about the New York Giants? Isn't he a fan?
Ernie's, we had a big fight yesterday. The afternoon game, the NFL, he insisted on watching Judge Judy. And I said, no, we watch the NFL when it's on, okay? I don't care for this Judge Judy. I've disagreed with all her rulings. I think she's very overrated. But we had a big to-do. It got ugly, Mike.
And you control the TV based on the fact that he's not ambulatory yet, right?
Well, he's got a TV in his bedroom, but he wants Judge Judy in the big screen in the living room. I don't know why you need this judge yelling in a big screen, but whatever. He's stuck
very
in his
exciting.
Place.
That's wonderful. Let's get right to the picks, Nikki. Glad to hear you're getting along with Ernie.
That's great.
So, picks.
The picks, yes. All right. The Merle. It's a sure thing, baby. Just like Sharper Image. Good deal. Not overpriced at all. All right. Yes, it's a sure thing. Hey, the Titans, they just beat the Colts and the Ravens. They're playing the also 8-3 Cleveland Browns. Cleveland, best season ever. But guess what? You can't beat a good team. I say the Titans put it to the Browns. They're given 6. They'll win going away. Cleveland, you're a sham. You're a fraud. You're 8-3. Welcome to 9-7. You're still the friggin' Browns, okay? All right. your diamond pick of the week. This player is going to light him up.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Tyler Lockett against your Giants. Sorry. It's DK Metcalf one week for Seattle. The next week, it's Tyler Lockett. This week, Lockett goes off. Big time game. 100 yards and a touchdown. And Sunday night, it's the winning ass pick. 7 days a week, certified freak, Cardi B, Nicki B. Chiefs destroy the Broncos. Denver, John Elway, great quarterback, horrible GM. Hit the bricks. Chiefs all the way. Giants first place with a division. Chiefs Super Bowl. Judge Judy, dead to me, out.
There you go.
That's Nicki, everyone. Wow, I'm exhausted. That's
love
a,
it.
It's like a two-minute segment. It's a two-minute segment that I always feel like I've gone for a jog afterwards. I truly do. I really, really, really do. Yeah, I'm excited. And unfortunately, what Nicki says is true.
Yes.
The Giants are playing their first, in quite some time, their first really good football team. And, you know, for the Washington football team, you're probably happy about that. Mm-hmm. The Giants are taking on a juggernaut this week. But, you know, a man can dream. A man can dream. And the fact that my team was sucking so badly and that they're in this position has given me a new lease. I'm very much intrigued with the NFL. And for Wednesday football, I will tell you this. It worked for me. I think I'm a true believer. I've become addicted to the NFL again. I just love watching it. I love the different conditions being down here in Florida, seeing whether they're gonna have whether they're seeing their breath or whether there's snow on the ground in certain cities. I'm all in.
And do you love his? Cool do you love the irony of the prediction of 6-10 winning a division? I think that's charming somehow.
A lot of people, as well as Nicki Diamond, have told me that six games. That's the mark. If you hit six, and in the Giants' case, six and I forgot what the full record would be, they would win the division.
Six and ten, I think. 16
games,
right? That's
how crappy
the
division is. And the Redskins are right in the middle of that, too. As a matter of fact, everybody's in the middle of that because the whole division
just
sucks.
Just terrible.
That's
horrible.
The way it worked the right worst. There. And you can bring the NFL music in next time.
Okay.
But, come to rehearsal next time, and it'll be fun. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. I have to get back to the reason I brought up the car detailing to tell you about the argument we had this morning. Because she's wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh,
you
dear.
Are wrong. She's not in here.
I know.
We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Meara.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. So Rob Spiewak sent me a little message this morning. He said, don't forget to bring in your gift box. And I'm here to tell you, Rob, that I had my Harry's gift box, but unfortunately all the wonderful Harry's items that were in the gift box removed from the gift box, put in different corners of my bathroom, the gift box is no more, so I didn't bring that in today, and it's special, and it was nice, but I can't show you. So you're going to have to order it yourself.
Well, I can tell
Harry's.com
Julia, who is a graphic design student, when she saw mine on the counter when it came in, she said, oh, what's that?
Ooh.
It's eye-catching, it's beautiful, and if you give you will be a hero, not just from what's inside, but from the way it looks.
Mm. It's filled with practical stuff that you're going to actually use. Dad, your favorite shaver there. Harry's makes sharp blades that last. You know that. We've talked about their German engineering and how great they are. They are backed by a 100% quality guarantee, and the gift keeps on giving. Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so Dad will save money over time, or your hairy boyfriend. It's not just Dad. You don't have to be hairy either. What am I doing? You can even make it personal by engraving the razor handle with Harry on it.
Yes. This
Harry
is my boyfriend,
Harry.
Sasquatch.
By the way, this is true. 1% Big of each sale is donated to charitable organizations. We love that.
Yes.
This holiday season, new customers can get $5 off plus free shipping on any Harry's limited edition holiday shave set. When you go to harrys.com/TMOS, the sets come with a weighted handle, 3 razor cartridges, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Don't give an ugly tie this year. Delight the guys in your life with Harry's. To claim your $5 off plus free shipping, go to harrys.com/TMOS. All right, going back to the car detailing.
Yes.
How did Carla put it to me today? She said, you're hard on your automobiles on the inside. And I went, ho, ho, ho. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you telling me that I keep a dirtier car than you do? Because we had we had it in a very respectful way, but a very intense way, a discussion about who has the messier car. And I was insisting that in the history of our relationship, I have been the one that is more into keeping a car clean than she is. She tells me that it's been neglected recently. She's probably right about that. But I said, going back, and I was curious in the middle of this argument that I'm having with my beloved, I was curious about you two boys and your wives, if anybody else has had the same kind of conversation where they think they keep the car cleaner and you think you keep the car cleaner. I wonder if I stand alone on this.
Well, I'll say this. We've never had to argue about it because it's just understood that Carrie's a slob in her car.
Okay. And all right, so she doesn't keep the car clean.
And I will cite this as an example. I primarily drive a Kia Sorento because I enjoy a very exotic lifestyle. And there is a...
Because you're bringing sexy back.
That's right. Exactly.
Right.
Mike, if you want to stand out, get a Korean-made crossover.
Has anyone seen where my Kia Sorento is?
I've been actually delighted with the car, but...
I said my Sorento!
Sorento.
Kia Sorento that says I am a Suburban.
Exactly.
Right. It says, responsible Suburban.
It says affordable is what it says. It says also, Carrie says, we need to return the soul. It's too small. Another story.
He bought a hamster mobile.
Yeah.
Did you ever really figure out what was going through your head when you made that purchase?
Yeah, I think that
the car was so small.
The soul that we test drove was a stunt soul, and it was bigger than the car they actually sold us.
So they'd like hollowed out the interior to make it bigger.
It was wider on all. It was like 10 inches wider on all sides. But anyway, in the Kia Sorento, there is a thing in the console where I like to keep change for tolls and stuff like that. You know, if I have change in my pocket, I put it in there. And one time after Carrie drove it, I went to grab some quarters, and it was wet. And I looked in there, and days before, she had spilled coffee in the console. So what I had was about $4 in change and ice cold coffee. And my hands were, it was, you know, old coffee with cream in it, was coated.
Any
with this,
sugar? Was there sugar? That's important.
She doesn't sugar her coffee.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
that's
an advantage,
but it had cream in it.
Dairy. Yeah. And so I'm coated with this as I'm driving down the street. Ice cold, old, yucky coffee and coins, which makes it even worse. And I call her and I say, there's coffee in the console. She said, oh, yeah, I meant to clean that up.
Okay, that answers that question. So it's a no-brainer in your house.
No, and
there's
Mike,
no
Mike,
debate.
And Mike, as you are fastidious about certain things, I'm pretty fastidious about my car. It's pretty darn clean.
Have you been in his car? Have you? Can you back that
yes,
up? 100%?
Yes, yes. Yeah, he is. He's pretty good about his car. And
all right.
By design, I think Rob likes a tidy workspace.
Yeah, and that carries over to the car.
Yeah.
Like I'm organized in my car too. Like I know where things are. I keep the charging cord for my iPhone at a certain length because it comes out of the console. And if the kids are driving it and they pull it all the way out, it's the first thing I fix. Drives me nuts. I could be late to an appointment, but I've got to adjust the cord.
Yes. Where is that?
Rob's getting therapy, by the way, for anybody that's concerned about that, for these issues.
And my fingers no longer smell like coffee.
My wife likes to keep her spoons from eating her yogurts while she drives, which I've been trying to stop her or maybe break that habit.
Real spoons or plastic spoons?
Real spoons. So then when I'm looking for the Easy Pass, my hand goes into what is
clink, clink, clink,
a pantry.
Silverware drawer.
And then I'm like, oh, what is this? And it's that dried up yogurt.
Oh, so they're dirty spoons too.
Yes.
But hold on. Oh, hi. I thought you'd gone to work.
Oh, dear.
Hi. If she has one thing to say. Here,
oh,
get
please,
the headphones.
Come on
get
in.
Get the headphones.
Hi,
get
Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Find your microphone. It should be on the floor over there since we're... I didn't know. I thought you'd already left.
Yeah.
All right.
You're willing
hello.
To bet.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
So, hi. I just have one thing to say.
All right.
You guys, obviously, you have worked with Mike for a long
yes.
time.
Yes.
Yes.
So you know how he keeps his workspace, right?
Well, he does what Come he on. Wants. He throws things on the floor. He just
That's
keeps,
how
he, yeah,
his
yeah.
car is.
Well, how about this? How about in days of old when I was an intern and one of my favorite things to be tasked with was to get gas for Mike because he was driving that beautiful Mercedes mm-hmm. at the time. Not mm-hmm. only was the car spotless.
My Mercedes!
Not only was the car spotless, it always had the slight smell of expensive cologne. Mm. It was the greatest car to drive.
Yeah, maybe because I cleaned it.
Oh, I believe this might have predated you.
You weren't around.
Mike isn't dirty. He.
That car was manufactured when you were in a crib.
Messy. He is messy.
No,
I'm messy, but I'm messy, but I'm not dirty.
Yeah, because you've learned from me.
What's
That's
messy?
Not true.
What's messy,
messy
about his car?
Messy is clothes on the floor. Dirty is food in the sink.
Okay.
I got in your car the other day, and there were still... That box from UPS that's been in there for about 3 months now because you haven't taken it to the UPS store.
Well, you were tasked with that.
I
and then
did.
You said the guy was an a-hole at the UPS store.
He
and then
was.
I thought you were going to do that for me.
No.
Because you don't want to go back and deal with it. He said,
no,
what did
it's
he say?
Your package.
Oh, by the way, we're going to run out of time. I swear to God. Didn't he say whatever the package was? And I forgot.
So it was a UPS package with two pair of sunglasses. You had a double.
Oh,
order.
I had a return from a website that's not advertising on the Mike O'Mara show, but I got a great deal on sunglasses. And then the package never showed up to the point where I called this great deal place and they sent me the same package out and it arrived. And then this horribly disfigured package with the same thing arrived and we had to send it back. That was the deal when they sent me the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy, we go in. With a pristine, exactly how it was sent to us, and what did that nad at the UPS store say?
I said, "Would you mind taping the box? Because this is how we received the box."
What she asked.
All right.
And he goes, "I don't feel comfortable with that." I'm like, "Oh,
what?"
So at the UPS store, he would not put his tape, which they have. Yards of
miles of it.
On the
he basically told me to go home.
Just to be a contrarian. You have your contrarian face on that they what are you gonna say? What are you gonna say? That it's COVID related or something like that?
I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know when these sunglasses got delivered. I don't know any
protocol
of that.
Was this guy was a nad.
I know a protocol and it's called customer service and he should go f himself.
Exactly, Rob. Thank you. Thank you.
What he does. So, it's what he does.
You keep him. Will you at least admit that I got the cars washed more than you did?
I do agree with that. The outside you did keep clean, but not the inside.
Well, what is it?
It was very messy.
One box is nothing.
Very. Other things were there.
Like what? Example.
Like, okay, you had a drink from McDonald's in there.
An old drink?
An old drink. And then you had the straw. In there, the straw wrapper.
Yeah, you've done that a thousand
also,
times.
Also, changes everywhere.
You've done that a thousand times.
Changes everywhere.
Oh, so much
and
money, Carla.
Certain,
he's drowning you in money. And here you have complaints.
And
look
I
at
have
all
to
of
pick
this
it
money.
Out. I have to pick the change out and put it in the change drawer that we have.
Right.
You'd like to get a right.
Also,
have to
all
get a
kind of.
Today.
All,
go,
yeah,
go
too.
Help somebody.
All.
Mike, you really should, though. I will say this. I'm on
all
your side.
All kind of dirt.
There's
no dirt.
Yeah, dirt.
Mike, I'm on
like
your side.
Pieces
but
of stuff.
Never leave an unattended.
Oh, you know what she's saying by that? What, pieces of me that fleck off?
I have no idea what it is.
Skin
dried
tags?
Skin
what are we talking about?
Skin.
Like hair, white hairs.
Oh, God.
Oh,
chest hair.
Chest hair.
Nails.
Get out of here.
All right, bye.
Nails, nails both finger
out.
And toe.
You're grossing me out, you know what?
But Mike.
Carla, that's
I don't buy the hair.
Oh, the headphones. Yeah, don't walk out with
yeah.
them.
Thank you.
You're wearing
I don't,
a towel.
I don't buy the hair, Mike, but you really shouldn't ever leave a fast food beverage in your car. That's
no,
not okay.
No, because it'll rot out and then it'll get to the cup holder.
That's right, and then you've got coffee fingers.
It's not as bad.
It's not as bad as she says.
It's not as bad as she says. You don't open my door and go, oh, there's been an old man in here.
Are you shedding? Is it shedding season?
By the way, we have the new vomit sound effect, which is my all-time favorite. We have like that. A bunch of the guys, by the way, at Cocoonville were talking about going down to the local Twin Peaks to watch the waitresses. I know my wife was very thrilled with that story. Oh, my God.
Mike, that's great vomit because that's Australian vomit.
We have to take a break. Anyway, car's clean now because Joseph, the 16-year-old, did it. Fantastic. Did a great job.
Mr. O'Mara, why are all these hairs in here?
Okay. Joseph, how'd you find the car? We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder, and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I am 6 feet away. Is Max teed me so angry? Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOmeraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Don't you join?
Thank you, Arnold. Appreciate that. All right, I hope these don't fall out. I'm showing you this package right now. This is truff.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Truff.
This is a hot sauce you are going to absolutely love. You see that? T-R-U-F-F. F-F is in flippin' fantastic.
So good.
Luxury hot sauce that makes every meal 5 stars. Look at this gift box that you can send somebody you love for Christmas. Look at all those. I got the truff, black truffle-infused hot sauce. Got the white truffle-infused hot sauce. Got the black truffle infused again with hotter version. Mm-hmm. Yep, they got 3 different versions of this hot sauce for the sauce lover in your family. This is good stuff, and this is a luxury product, and it tastes fantastic. I had some on my breakfast. It was I was having pancakes. No, I'm sorry.
I was in the car eating pancakes.
You could put French fries. You could put it on French fries.
Oh, my God, it'd be great on fries.
It's crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Each bottle ships pristinely packaged. You saw that.
Yes.
Ready to gift, topped with Truff's eye-catching black diamond-shaped lid.
Let me show you that. Hold on a second. It's good stuff. I love this. I love great luxury packaging, you know? Because this is like...
It feels like a great bottle.
It does. It does. Right? It feels solid.
Damn.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Look at the diamond tip.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Like doop. Doop. Mm-hmm. Doop. Like the first shot of Star Wars.
What is it? Well, we saw the monolith in the Utah desert, and we saw this spaceship coming in. What is it?
Oh, it's just a bottle of truff.
Yes. Your kids can use the top when you're done on Play-Doh.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Oh, good
it's
idea.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code. And I can smack the truff because it's got some heft to it.
Yes.
And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use the promo code TMOS at truff.com. That's 10% off everything. Shake it up for the eggs later. Yes, sir.
Shake it, baby. Shake it one time for me. 10%
site-wide when you go to the code TMOS at truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything, including the white truff VIP box and the truff variety pack, just in time for the holidays. Just shop at truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, F is in flavor.
Flavor.com
and use promo code TMOS.
News.
People Magazine, yay!
Yay!
People Magazine, yay! Woo! They've revealed it's People of the Year. There are 4 of them, and I'm very down with who they picked this year.
Okay.
They'll each get their own cover and a feature story for next week's issue. They are Dr. Anthony Fauci. Got to give him the ding, absolutely.
Selena Gomez, she's a spokesperson for the health issues that she's gone through. That's a good one, too. Regina King, another good choice, in my opinion. And George Clooney, who, you know, I'm sorry, because he's just too good looking. He gets the buzzer.
Oh,
he's
no.
everywhere. Yes. No, he's done a lot for people. And so, yeah, the Flo-Bee here. A lot of George Clooney in the news.
Because he's got a movie coming out.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he's Tom Hanks-ing it. He's showing up and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is he directorial or is it him starring?
I think he's directing and starring. I'll find the name of it out.
Hold on. Well, congratulations. He doesn't need it. Thank you very much. We appreciate you stopping by for that story. The NBA started COVID testing last week, and 48 players came up positive. That's not really a huge number, and the league did expect some positive tests. Why am I in the dark thinking I thought they were doing it all along?
No, the season stopped, and now they're going to restart it. So they're doing the pre-COVID.
So they have not been in the bubble.
Yeah, they left the bubble. Now, they went home, and now they're getting ready to come back to the bubble.
Thank you. They'll be cleared
by a team. Are the hookers still in the bubble?
Waiting patiently.
Mike, the movie is called Midnight Sky, and it is directed, a science fiction film directed by Clooney, and he's in it as well. And he's got a big beard in it.
Okay. Right. The players have to be cleared by a team doctor and a league-designated physician before entering a team facility or interacting in person with other team members. They'll also have to successfully complete a cardiac exam. Some teams are expected to be cleared to start group sessions or five-on-fives as early as tomorrow. The preseason starts December 11th, and the season kicks off on the 22nd. It's kind of turned around, but that's the reason.
There's another Masters in 3 months.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have the regular scheduled April Masters.
It's crazy.
It's tipsy-topsy-turvy, but I just... God, do we all crave normalcy?
Is Bill Walton okay?
Bill Walton? I don't understand. I've got a special... Rob likes this impression that I do. I don't understand how I got it. I wore my mask and a visor on the plane.
A mask and a what?
What, Rob? What did you want me to say?
You wore a mask and a what?
A visor. I wore a mask and a visor. This is
Stop
Bill
it.
Walton.
Too much.
In case you missed it, President Obama was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Colbert hit him with this question. Quote, how does Dolly Parton not have a Presidential Medal of Freedom? As in, why the heck didn't Obama honor her? Okay. Look, I've been watching these clips. He's the president, Stephen. Maybe dial your little shtick.
Yeah.
Just dial it down a little bit. Dial it. You know, really, dude, I have to tell you, not really about you at all. When he's in the room, all right? Go take a look at a talk show host named David Letterman, who's had presidents on, and watch the way he does it. It makes America feel comfortable. When you do it, it makes America squirm. It does.
Yeah,
it
uneasy.
Makes me squirm
uneasy.
To watch that. You know. And by the way, people that didn't like me calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline, don't watch the Obama interview with Stephen Colbert.
Hmm.
It'll make you squirm, I promise you. Well, Obama seemed surprised by the question before admitting it and handling it, because he always does. He admitted that it was a mistake and a screw-up. He didn't care. He also tried to wiggle out of it by saying he assumed she already had one. And finally, he vowed to make it right, adding, quote, she deserves it. I'll call Biden. That's it with Dolly Parton, but thank you very much. If that bottle of hand sanitizer in your car freezes overnight this winter, throw it away.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But not because the cold ruined it. Most hand sanitizers are alcohol-based and shouldn't freeze unless it gets cold,
true.
Like negative 50. So if it freezes, it probably didn't have enough alcohol and wasn't effective to begin with. And remember earlier in the pandemic, did I have the pandemic sound? Oh, no, I don't. I don't have any of the sounds. Remember I was doing that right before the show?
Yeah, where'd they go?
Maybe I should do that in the afternoon when you send me those, as opposed to, hold on, I got to give myself, this doesn't count for the money jar, okay?
No, not at all.
Mike's going to talk to Mike for a minute.
No.
Okay. Hey, lazy fat ass. Lazy fat ass, did you say? Do you think maybe you could have loaded those sounds? That would have been a perfect opportunity to play the pandemic sound, but you didn't do that. Well, I thought I'd do it. I told Rob that I'd be in late. Yeah, you told Rob you'd be in late, a-hole, because you weren't doing the work you should have done. Get it together, Mike. All right. Thank you. What was I saying?
I hate it when dad and dad fight.
Anyway.
They fight each other.
I know.
We said that hand sanitizer, more than anything else at the beginning of the pandemic, were...
very, very hinky. They were very shaky.
Oh, remember
shaky.
The ones they were making out of like wood pulp? And they were, yeah. people's skin
from,
was slipping
from like
off
Mexico.
You. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to like a store, a retailer that's like doing it on the cheap and they smell like tequila, beware. They're probably not all that effective.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. Thank you. Microsoft just, well, I got this one though. You know, hey, I just drank some hand sanitizer. Microsoft just filled a patent. Filed a patent.
First we'll fill it, then we'll file it.
There you go. All right. You sent me another one, too.
Do you know who I am?
Who?
I'm Mo.
Oh, Mo.
Okay. Thank you. Microsoft just filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings. The sensors would also watch people's facial expressions and analyze their speech patterns and then figure out how bored they are. We're going to be using the same technology for Oscar during news you may not need.
Of course, exactly.
And also with that, I'm not going to read that story. We
imagine that on dates, though.
Oh, if wow. You take wouldn't that be something?
That mm-hmm. application? Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. She's definitely not into you. Please stop.
She's not into you.
Great movie.
And now a little something. A mother in England left her son traumatized after an elf on the shelf prank sensationally backfired.
Mm.
Tanya Lee admitted that
Tanya
she
Lee!
Appeared. She appeared. Tanya Lee admitted she appeared to be a bad parent after she convinced her 5-year-old son that his toy Grinch, and by the way, her son's name, Oscar. She convinced the 5-year-old that his toy Grinch had eaten the elf in their kitchen. Now, that's bad enough, right, to make a 5-year-old go, the youngster sobbed for half an hour and now won't trust the Grinch, keeping it away from the elf on a shelf at their home in England. A photo shows the bones left over from a roast chicken in formation of a skeleton covered in blood besides the Grinch toy. She went all day with the prank. And by the way, the Grinch toy is holding a knife and fork. Oh. Psychologists are reasonably certain that once the child reaches the age of 16, he will not be detailing cars. He will be eating his mother. That's the way that goes, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show. We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives. Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast. Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS. Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off. For a limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back. Won't you please help us? Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, daddy.
It's the Riddell girls.
Yeah.
I don't want to break the news to him. That bet was tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm. Yeah, he shouldn't have taken the points.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that at all. He could have gotten it. You know, it's just a field goal. That's all it was. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overheating or perspiration. You're out there exercising in the cold, so it's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated during the winter months. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as water alone. And since the flu season is here, Liquid IV can help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It can even help with hangovers after those extra holiday drinks. I wouldn't know about that.
Tanya Lee! Yeah.
Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors, guava, watermelon, and apple pie.
Apple pie, ooh. Mike. Apple flippin' pie. Great.
Kind of perfect for the season.
Mmm, so good. It's awesome. So good.
Liquid IV has donated over 3 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. To date, the company has donated over 6.7 million servings globally. It's convenient, and I love it. It's fantastic, and it tastes so good. Liquid IV, available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS.
TMOS, and my ego says, I'm going to put my initials on my Liquid IV Yeti beverage container.
I thought somebody gifted that to you.
Yeah, my son did.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love you, Daddy. Love little Feather.
Oh, I love there it. He is. But yeah, the monogram looks like it's the crown.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't understand what's happening. Why are they doing that? By the way, that's the British accent that they all have. What is it? Where's Diana? Where's Diana making such a fuss? There's really no need to make a fuss. That's all you need to do that accent. I'm Prince Philip. And for God's sake, tell him to do that right there. And then I'm Prince Charles. Not open the mouth. That's what they do, the British royal family. I don't understand what to do. This is terrible. Should we open the bloody audio vault, Mr.
Oh,
O'Malley?
Did you know about this, Prince Philip?
Oh, there it is. Shoehorn that in.
Want to make sure.
Would you have a little OCD moment where you forgot you were going to get it on the show?
Just got to make sure we get the people updated.
All right, here we go.
Did you hear what the man said? Only 22 shopping days till Christmas.
Okay.
That's right. Make sure you get something for Princess Diana.
Yes, Princess Diana. She's making a fuss.
So I come from an age when I was little, I had some talking toys, but the technology was horrible then. It was like little records, you know, like you pull a string and it would talk. Now it's all electronic. And as you know, when batteries go down and they lose their charge, sometimes electronics malfunction. A lady, this was a trending on the gram yesterday, she heard some weird noises coming from her daughter's bedroom. Daughter wasn't there. She went in. The batteries were dying in her Elsa doll from Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a weird audio loop that I would best call inappropriate. So I would change those batteries. I would. That's not okay. That's not okay.
That is not okay at all. That's disgusting. It's like, you know, telling your 5-year-old that your elf on a shelf got eaten
with chicken bones on the shelf.
It's terrible, Diana.
Tanya Lee.
I don't understand that. It's terrible. What's your next sound?
Oh,
what's your next bloody
everyone's
sound?
Everyone's so excited that the McRib is back.
Now available nationwide for the first time since 2012, the McRib sandwich is back. 2012. The first thing the McRib said when it came back was, hey, how's Bill Cosby doing?
I like the idea of a talking sandwich. So as That's you know, funny. In Utah, the monolith is gone, right?
Yes.
And I think there was another one spotted in L.A. today, but we're being played quite
obviously. There was one in Romania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're obviously being played. But here's the thing. The one that disappeared in Utah,
Who could possibly believe anything the Romanians say?
I'm sorry.
There was a witness to it being taken away, and this guy was interviewed on the news. He saw them take it out of there.
All four of them pushed it over to the one side and then pushed it back to the other side, and it just fell straight onto the ground. Right after it had fallen over and made a loud thud, one of them said, this is why you don't leave trash in the desert. And as they were loading it up and walking away, they just said, leave no trace, and left. Aliens were not involved in any way, shape, or form in this thing. They had nothing to do with it. Nor was it some secret government project. None of that had anything to do with it. It was clearly an art piece by someone. Leave the art to places where art should be and let Mother Nature have her space for art.
The thing is that whoever
good eyewitness, they're normally idiots. That guy sounded somewhat articulate.
Whoever is playing us, whatever sort of stupid artist or movie company it is that's playing us with this, they're not happy that guy saw that. They are not pleased with that because the mystery
blew
gone
their out. Whole thing. But I mean, it's all dumb anyway. I think though, I'm tired of it.
Now, keep in mind, we just
so tired of it.
Sorry, Prince Philip.
Americans just crave anything they want to hold on to. The Yanks like to believe.
I know, Prince Philip. You were very pleased with Wednesday afternoon football, but keep in mind that Wednesday afternoon football only happened because of all the positive COVID cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it filled a great void. It was
a great what?
The Ravens take on this. A great void. At 3:30 p.m. kickoff was just bloody intense.
Well, the superintendent of the NFL, Roger Goodell, was getting some grief for this statement yesterday.
The way it's perceived, I think, in the general public is that not something we would do because we believe that our protocols are working. We would.
He believes the protocols are working as there are 25 sick players on the Ravens.
That is the classic guy. With that job, he has the BS ready before the questions asked.
Of course.
Every time. Always.
What do you bet they actually had prepared statements before there was a virus? He was probably rehearsing last November in case some sort of plague came.
Roger Goodell leaves me cold anytime I see the guy. You know, it just, he bugs me.
Do you prefer David Silver of the NBA?
David Silver is a better commissioner.
Yeah. He has passed?
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Oh, that's right. Who's the new guy?
Oh, I forget the new guy's name.
Yeah, nobody knows who's the new guy. I remember David said, he died?
Yeah, I think he died last year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's bloody awful.
Did you send flowers, Prince Philip?
What did you say?
Did you send flowers?
Please, I said I have one of my men send flowers. Yes, belatedly. Belatedly, Elizabeth.
This is great because we were talking about clean cars. We close with this. This is a very shameful dog who is arguing with his owner because the dog has a habit of getting into the car and standing up and wiping his rear on the headrest of the car.
Oh, no.
So he's a tall hound type dog, and the owners are talking to him, but the dog is talking back. This is my favorite tape this week so far.
You really do that?
Mommy.
You tell him bad stories about you?
I said you rub your butthole on my headrest.
Babe.
You do. You lift your tail up. No, you lift your tail up, and you rub your butthole on the headrest. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to. No, you're not supposed to do that.
But at least his fingers don't smell like coffee. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
So quickly.
Yes.
David Stern passed away. Adam Silver's the current
NBA
commissioner.
I made an amalgam of the two of them.
You do that a lot.
You do it a lot.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. But
I'm not a big sports fan.
I'm just glad they're being successful. We have to get out of here, and we'll come back and do another one tomorrow. It's the end of the week. Friday shows are always very special. We have a bonus show on Friday as well, so take note of that. On behalf of
Rob Spivak and Oscar Santana, this is Prince Philip saying, what are you all doing? Get to work. You shouldn't be dawdling over this ridiculous podcast. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, bye.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo.